time for a CBJ in 30 short shift. Here's Bob McGillin.
Well, here we go. Game three is finally here. The Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning continuing their first-round playoff series. The Blue Jackets went to Tampa and took the first two games from the Lightning, winning by scores of 4-3 and 5-1. They do expect, and I'm talking about the Blue Jackets here, they do expect the Lightning to be even better here tonight. That was the theme after the game on Friday night in Tampa. John Tortorella started that theme right away and saying, we were good in game one, we were better in game two, we're going to have to be better in game three. And for Tampa, they are now a desperate team. They need to get a win in this series. They cannot afford to go down 3-0 here. And there will be challenges for them tonight. First of all, their top scorer from the regular season, Nikita Kucherov, is out of this game. He was suspended for one game by the NHL for a hit that he put on Blue Jackets defenseman Marcus Nuttavaara late in the game. So Kucherov out. He had 128 points on the season, although he has 0 points in the first two games of this playoff series. Ryan Callahan will come in to replace him. Callahan, the former captain of the New York Rangers, a guy that has plenty of playoff experience. He's a good leader. He's still a good player. I think this sets up nicely for the Lightning to get his experience and his leadership back in their lineup, back on the bench here tonight. I think that could be more valuable than having Kucherov there. I know that sounds crazy, but again, when the guy hasn't scored anything and has 0 points in two games, maybe Ryan Callahan helps contribute in some way that makes a difference. John Cooper, the head coach of the Lightning, did say Callahan was playing tonight regardless of whether or not Kucherov had been suspended, so he wanted him back in the lineup. They will get him back in here tonight. Victor Hedman, the big defenseman, the defending Norris Trophy winner, he is a game-time decision for the Lightning. It's been obvious that he is not himself. He missed the last couple of games of the regular season. He did play in the first two games of this playoff series, but the Blue Jackets have exploited him, so he may or may not be in the lineup here tonight. So Tampa, they're making some changes. They're making some adjustments, and they have no choice because, as I said, the last thing they want is to be down 3-0. If they get a win tonight, and they're right back in this thing at 2-1, and if the Blue Jackets get a win tonight, it's not quite a formality, but the Blue Jackets will have a million times the confidence that they have right now as far as going and trying to take out the Tampa Bay Lightning in 4-5, 6 games. They'll have many more opportunities, let's put it that way. So the Lightning knows how important this game is tonight. On the Blue Jackets side, Marcus Nuttavaara did not skate this morning. Everybody else did, so we'll wait and see if there's any lineup change later tonight, closer to game time. I'm sure we will find that out. But earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella, talk to him about his game, his team's performance in the last game, and just about some of the other things that is helping to lead to this team's success.
Torch, I think it was last weekend in Ottawa you were asked about the fact of whether or not your team played its most complete game of the season, and you said you better not have before you reach the postseason. That game that you saw the other night in Game 2, how close was that to being a complete game for your team?
Well, as I said after the game, I think we played Game 2 better than Game 1. We certainly have some improvements as the series goes on here. We have some things that we've looked at that we have to improve at. But in playoff hockey, you're always trying to be better each game. And I think we did that. We're going to have to be better in Game 3.
Matt Duchene comes out of that game with 4 points the other night. This is a guy that has great numbers throughout his career. He had great numbers. He came here. It took him a while to get settled in. How big is that game for him?
Well, I think goal scorers want to score a goal. It's his first playoff goal. I don't think he changed his game. I think he's been playing very well for us. He just ends up getting some numbers on the scoreboard. We had a little bit more ice in certain situations to play on. We score a power play goal, him scoring it, by us just keeping it simple and funneling a puck to the net. Hopefully moving forward it helps him more, just to have that much more confidence now that he's got that first goal.
All of your forwards, besides putting the puck in the net and creating the offensive chances, what else do you like that they've done in the first couple of games?
Well, I think we've just played well away from the puck. I think they've concentrated on that part of the game too. And as we've talked about all through the year, I think if you're playing well away from the puck, you're going to get more opportunities offensively. So I just like our concentration. We're going to have to keep improving, Bobby, but I just like our concentration in all facets of the game.
The team seems so businesslike right now. Like there's a task at hand. They know how to get it done. They've executed it 2 times, but they're well aware that they're well aware from experience, a lot of them too, that it's only halfway done.
Oh yeah, we're not even talking about numbers. We're just trying to take each game at a time. When we first met before the series started, that's how we were going to go about our business, was let's play the game. No matter what the result is, we get ready for our next one. And then when the math is done, we'll see where we're at.
Dean Kukin and Scott Harrington, your third defensive pairing. I think going into the series, it was very obvious that if they were going to attack a defensive pair, that would be the one that they would try to attack, because those two guys have the least experience. You haven't used them for a ton of minutes in games, but you've spotted them well, and the minutes that they've gotten, they've really responded to, haven't they?
Yeah, they have played well. You know, Kooks, he has come on here the last, I'm not sure how many games he's played. When we put him back in, he has played really well, not only away from the puck and underneath the hash marks defensively, but also carrying the puck and making good plays. And Harry is a guy that is just such a great competitor. And you know, Harry has some flaws, as every player does, but Harry makes up for that with his competitiveness. So they've done a good job, and they have played. You know, when you're on the road, they have played in situations where they're playing against the top people, and I think they've done a terrific job. Also, with the forwards helping them too. I don't think any defenseman can look good defensively if we don't have support with our forwards.
Last year, when it was all over, one of the things that was a big gripe of yours and was a disappointment, is probably a better word, is that you weren't able to win a home game. You get a chance to come back home in the playoffs here tonight. How much would you like to rectify that right now today?
Yeah, whether it be home or away, again, I know everybody, because it just sets up so nicely for everybody to talk about, because we were up 2-0 after winning two away games last year. We're not thinking that way. This is our game three. It's in our building. We're certainly excited about being here. We know what the atmosphere is going to be like. We just want to try to win game three.
With that atmosphere, though, when you're on the road, you're trying to take a crowd out of the game, which you did extremely well early in game two. When a team's at home, sometimes they try to do things that they shouldn't do to get that crowd into the game. How important will it be not to fall into that?
Yeah, we can't get I'm not going to have any need to get the guys motivated as far as emotion. I don't think we've had a problem with that anyway, whenever you play home or away. But when you first come home and you have that, I think that extra juice, we've got to be very good. It's a huge part of the series here, is being disciplined and patient and just going about our business, as you said early on here, as in a business-like attitude. And want them to enjoy it. Certainly want them to play with emotion, but we need to be in control.
George, thanks. Good luck.
All right, man.
Yes, being back at home could prove a challenge for the Blue Jackets tonight. They played better on the road this year than they did play at home, although in the last couple of weeks it seems that they did play some better games on home ice. They've got to get over that. They've got to find a way just to play the same game here at home that they played on the road in the first two games. It's as simple as that. And they're going to need contributions from everybody, and they've gotten that so far. 9 goals have been scored in this series by the Blue Jackets, 9 different goal scorers. As a matter of fact, in the last game, Riley Nash, who was able to get all of 3 goals during the regular season, picked up a goal that gave the Blue Jackets a 3-goal lead again in the third period. It made it a 4-1 game. It basically sealed the deal. I talked with Riley about that goal and more earlier today.
Riley, for all the offensive struggles that you've had this year, to get that one big goal that really kind of seals the deal in that playoff game, how much does that help you? I know your overall game has come around. It's been very good probably for the last 4 to 6 weeks or so. But getting that goal, how nice is that just to kind of be rewarded for that work?
It's always nice. I think it means a lot more just because it's for the team. You know, like, I thought that was one of our better games that we played in Tampa in game two, and everybody was buying in. Everybody was doing a lot of the little things, and, you know, for it to be on my stick, you know, we had a couple other huge goals. Cam's early on, Z's on the power play, Dutchie in the second period. You know, they're all big goals, and just to be able to chip in, you know, it obviously feels good to pull our weight a little bit. So, yeah, hopefully we can keep that going.
You actually had 2 chances in that game. You had one earlier, but it didn't look like you had as much time to before you had to shoot the puck. Did you have a little bit more time on that second one to maybe think about it, or just shoot?
I thought it was reversed. I thought I had more time to. I got it kind of just inside the blue and walked in a little bit, and the second one was more just catch and shoot, so I think that should say something. Just close my eyes and shoot the puck and hope it goes in.
All right, I thought the guy was maybe closer to you, but yeah, so just don't think. Just rip it.
There is something to be said about that, you know, just let instincts take over.
Your line with Boone and Brandon Dubinsky right now, it's, you know, you guys have continued to roll 4 lines here, but how important is your style of play on that line against a team like this just to grind them and frustrate them?
I think it's more mentality that we have. I think we've had it for, you know, whether it was Doobie, me, and Fliggy when we were playing together, or when we got switched up with Boone too. I think it's more just a philosophy that us have as a line to be successful in any game has to have. Being physical, being hard on the forecheck, cycling pucks, you know, not taking too many risks, but more just, like you said, playing that heavy game. And hopefully it pays off in the long run. But I think it's more just a philosophy that us the three need to keep working with.
Is it easier to buy into this philosophy when you have success? I mean, there's a game plan. You go execute it. You see that you win with it. Does it just make it easier to make sure that you stay focused and structured throughout the game?
I guess from an outsider's perspective, you could say that. Just because, you know, when you do something and you have success at it, you know, it kind of motivates you to keep doing it that way, and it shows that it could work. But I think in here, you know, even if something happens, you know, if they get a good 15-minute spurt or a 10-minute spurt on us, you can't sway from the game plan. You got to keep going, and what we believe is the right way to do it, and so everybody's bought in, going the same way, and then hopefully at the end of the game, you know, it can come out on top. But I don't think, you know, if you don't have success, I think, you know, you'll make adjustments. But I think you need to keep working and working at how we want to play.
Sometimes when you play at home, just anybody, you try to be too fancy, try to entertain the crowd, and sometimes it can get out of the structure to do that. You guys were terrific at taking a crowd out of the game in the first two games in Tampa. How important is it going to be just to maintain that? Don't get caught up in the energy, or should I say, use the energy the crowd will give you the right way today?
Yeah, maybe we can take them out of it here. In a good way. No, we've been a good road team all year, and I think we've kind of the last 2 months righted the ship here at home. So just keeping our emotions in check, using it in a positive way, but not getting too overzealous. You know, you got to stick within that game plan that we just spoke about, and stick with that structure, because, you know, you start getting guys doing individual things, and then slowly you start to give up teams. They slowly break you apart, so you got to use it in a productive manner. And I'm sure the CBJ crowd will be ready to go tonight, and looking forward to it.
Another one of the goal scorers in Game 2 was Zach Werenski. As a matter of fact, he had the Gordie Howe hat trick, don't forget. He had a goal, an assist, and a fight all in the same game. Well, earlier today, I asked him about the power play goal that he picked up and just how good it feels to start to get the offensive part of his game going again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care if I score, to be honest. Right now, I just want to win this time of year. Torts actually told me right before the power play to shoot the puck. So it's probably the reason why I shot it, to be honest with you guys. That's why I was smiling at him going through the bench, going through the line after I scored. But, yeah, I mean, it's always good when you can help contribute. Right now I'm not too worried about the offense, though. I just want to go out there and help this team in any way I can.
The power play, which struggled throughout the regular season, all of a sudden you guys are on fire. Does it have to do with the work that you did, especially in the last month or so, or is it just kind of clicking right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've worked hard at it all year, and I think throughout the year we've had, you know, good power plays. Maybe not, you know, maybe we didn't score or whatnot. We have the right personnel on there to be successful, and right now it's just clicking for us. We're playing direct, we're playing simple, we're not trying to do too much, putting pucks on net, and they're finding their way in. So it's been a huge part for us in the series, and we just got to keep moving forward with it.
Hopefully the Blue Jackets will be able to keep their special teams clicking. It's been a big part of them getting the first two wins of this series. Tonight's game gets underway at 7 o'clock at Nationwide Arena. You can hear pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock tonight on the Blue Jackets radio network, and that includes the flagship station, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Also, get the games on our network stations throughout Ohio and in parts of West Virginia. You can get the game on the Blue Jackets app or on the TuneIn app. You can listen on your computer by going to bluejackets.com. And on satellite radio tonight, we will be on SiriusXM NHL Radio Channel 91. So it is Game 3. We'll see if the Blue Jackets can do something this franchise has never done. Get out to a 3-0 lead over an opponent. They have a chance to do it against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Until that pregame show starts at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.